The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by Burger King, Fidelity Bank, TF Express Delivery, Warren's Electric Motors, Commonwealth Bank, Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, J.S. Johnson, Wendy's, and LA Impact Windows and Doors.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We have today an exercise in front of us that I think should be interesting that we're going to undertake. It won't be the only thing we do. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, we spoke just recently with Jared Higgs, who's our reporter on the scene out at the Orville A. Turnquest Building, which is the headquarters for the Ministry of National Security, where there are upwards of 100 prison officers protesting outside. Now, I try to figure out who watching the prisoners, if 100 of them in the parking lot, the senior officers. Okay, all right. It's enough of them to handle that, but 2,000 of them now, 2,000 people up there, right? And they ain't all meek little lambs, you know what I'm saying? I assume they would lock the prison down, right? Everybody, no one leave their cell, nobody in, nobody out, like this. But they can't go to court then either. So nothing. It's an emergency prison lockdown. No guards. Rasta. All right. So, they're protesting promotions and bonuses, and they're also protesting because they say they're underfunded compared to other law enforcement agencies. And I think that's true. I think the prison is treated like the bald-headed stepchild of national security, and they do need more attention put to them. Now, here's the thing, and this pertains to the exercise we're going to do today. Promotions and bonuses is not something that needs to linger to the point where the prison officers leave the prison to come to the Ministry of National Security, because they know election coming, and they need to get their things before election hit. We also saw where the officers of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force who worked Dorian, they were paid their honorarium. They'll be paid their honorarium in the next pay period. And therefore, the prison officers are also irritated that, hey, these guys are getting their money. What's up with our money? We're owed money. Our promotions are overdue. I wasn't going to let that, we'd have sorted that out in 48 hours, max. All right? And that's what needs to happen. So, and I don't think that that's something that needs to rise all the way up to Marvin Dames. That's an exercise he should be briefed on. He should be consulted on. And then just that should be executed. That shouldn't take no forever. All right? So you gotta keep it tight, because what you're going to see is these things popping up. We can take a phone call. Sure, someone's dying to call first thing. These things keep popping up as election comes, right? So it's going to be interesting. So by now you should have squared away who all you're paying, who all is getting promoted, and take care of it. Now, the underfunding is a systemic and a budgetary issue that you'd have to sit down with the corrections commissioner and say to him, look, you got to communicate to your people. Here's what we're doing. Here's where we're going. Here's where we are. I don't know that that hasn't happened, but that's something that just is necessary in order to ameliorate the situation. I know you need X, Y, Z. I know you need X. I don't ask the minister for it. Here's what he told me is going to happen in this next budget cycle. right? And the corrections commissioner has to be upfront about what his needs are at the prison. Now, let's take the phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, Sparky.
I just get a call from one of our boys.
Mm-hmm.
He say to tell you all, this a good time to bring the stuff up there. Because they, you know, they can't come out, but nobody's watching them. So you could bring the stuff down.
Now, can't nobody go in?
Yeah, they nobody to the gate.
Well,
you can bring the stuff, the cornflakes, the cream, the little thing on the phone.
Go ahead, try your luck.
don't forget to bring the phone to eat up.
Go scale the wall if you had bad. Go.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Go. If you take, I can just. Go ahead, let me. I want to see something. Go do it. Right? Go do it. You'll be in the paper tomorrow. You'll be on the news tonight. If you think that. All right, so you got to make sure these things are going to be addressed. Why leaving? Leaving, you got to delete your text messages. I have no idea what these people are talking about, and they're messaging me, Defense Force. I like the Defense Force shows that have been going on, very much so. I want to hear some more of the behind the scenes, but I like the Defense Force shows that Levin's been doing. All right. Here's the exercise we're doing, and here's why I was talking about the minister and everything like this. So the PLP last night ratified 13 more candidates, right? With a throng of people, some wearing masks, most wearing masks, some not, at Gambier House at Lyndon Pindling Center, that the chairman of the party, Fred Mitchell, says was allowed to happen by permission of the competent authority. All right, so what's happening now, and y'all are going to get in problems with this if y'all don't amend the emergency order. I say scrap it altogether, but if you don't amend it, you're going to get in problems with this. You're making two sets of rules now, right? Because I will, again, give anyone under the sound of my voice, the first person, two chicken patties and two Bluebird fruit punch juice. Anyone who can show me where social gatherings are allowed at all on New Providence, at all, with the exception of a wedding or a graveside funeral, show me in the emergency order where social gatherings, indoor, outdoor, 5 people, 10 people, 20 people, are allowed at all under the latest emergency order, which was gazetted December 21st, 2020. If you could show me an amendment to that since then, you also, that allows social gatherings at all, in public or private, in any number of people, then I will give you two chicken patties and two fruit punch juice. So outside of a church service, a wedding, or a funeral at the graveside on New Providence, show me where social gatherings are allowed at all. So I don't understand what Renwood Wells is talking about. I don't understand what the Prime Minister is talking about, where he says it's okay because we're wearing our mask, we're following health protocols. Show me under the emergency order where you're allowed to social gather. Now, I understand that you're getting an exemption from the competent authority, but nobody else can social gather and follow any protocols under the emergency order. So show me under the emergency order where that's allowed, and you get the chicken patties. All right? We had a call. Someone was calling. They're going to show me under law. Show. Tell me the exact order number, because I'll tell you what the order says if you'd like. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How are you today?
I'm great. How's it going?
You know you are my good buddy, right?
I try.
But I have to correct you. The information is incorrect, because there was nothing at the Gambier House last night.
Oh, where was it?
At the William Thompson Auditorium.
Oh, my bad. William Thompson Auditorium.
And listen, I was there. Mm-hmm. Most of the persons that were inside were social distant. Okay? All the chairs were placed at least 4 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
I can send you some pictures if you want some pictures.
But that's not my point. I have pictures. Our photographer was there.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But that's not my point. But I appreciate you correcting for the William Thompson. My point is that you guys are allowed to do it when nobody else is. That's
yes,
my point.
But, like they said, they got permission from the competent authority.
And that's fine.
So we got to, first, like you said, you got to fix the emergency orders in general.
Right.
Okay?
Correct.
see, because the competent authority uses the emergency order whenever he wishes and chooses to do so.
Correct.
Okay? And I think it's by high time you get rid of this competent authority thing right now and just go directly and amend the laws to suit whatever situation we are facing.
We're singing from the same hymn book, my brother.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate you for the correction on the location.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm not mad at you. You can campaign. You can have that. My larger point is it should be allowed for other people, too, not just for political parties. All right? So the fact that you're telling me you're social distancing, you're all that, that's all well and good, but nobody else is allowed to do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Juan McGodney.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, I should hope we're getting better, but it don't look so. This thing about my the prime minister sent Fred Mitchell up. If I came on the front page of the Guardian and I looked up at it, all them people and no social distance and instead of it like that, well, the public talking bad, but me so Fred Mitchell asked for permission. He knows something like that was going to happen with them BLB.
Yeah, okay. The caller said that they were social distancing. Now we have pictures to the contrary, but I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them.
I'm not mad at them either. And the correct place where they headed was at the Faith United Auditorium. There on Bill Road.
Faith United Missionary Baptist
Church. Yes,
so
yes.
All us don't know where it is.
That's not too far from St. Francis
Missionary School. Baptist Church. All right.
Yes. Yeah, that's Mr. Thompson is a senior pastor and also a profound, sound PLP.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah. And also 2-2-1, you know, in our country, we got to get this thing right, man. You know, we're behemoth. We can't be biased and stuff it up politically. And this is Lent. You know, it's a time that we remember a risen Savior. You
right.
know, and we, as a Christian nation, you got to get it right. Thanks for letting me share, man.
Appreciate it, my brother. Now, what I think is going to happen is they're going to probably relax the emergency orders, which expires at the end of May, to allow some gathering over Easter. But my larger point is you shouldn't be seen to have special rules for the political parties. Because though you are saying you're following the protocols, and your social distancing, the point of this is no one else can do this. Just the political parties and just the major ones, as far as I'm aware. I'm not mad at you. What I'm saying is make the rules fair for everybody. All right? At this point, it doesn't make sense that the emergency order still bars us from gathering. They relaxed it over Christmas and then it went right back into effect. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Nope. All right. Well, that wasn't my point of my whole thing. My point is the PLP ratified 13 additional candidates for the next general election. So now we're kind of getting to the point where we can see what the slate is looking like. All right. So we got a good, solid number of people ratified. Let's go. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in before you move on, because I want to hear your take on these ratifications. But I've had some thoughts about the gatherings and the parties, and I've come up with a little plan for my gathering. We can do about 150 people, and I'm instructing everybody just wear red top. Wear a red top.
Wear a red shirt. They're good.
Yeah, once you wear a red top, or it got to be all red or all yellow.
Right. And that's and then you're allowed.
Once you wear all red
right.
or all yellow, then the people ain't going to bother with us. So it's great. So
right. That's
the plan.
Because to be fair to the prime minister, he's letting the PLP do the same thing that he's letting the FNM do.
Yeah, so if everybody would come in the party wear yellow, and like the prime minister say, just tell them wear a mask. Once they were a red or yellow shade,
then they should be straight.
They straight.
All
That's
right.
how I look at now.
Gotcha. All right.
All right.
Perfect. Okay, so far we have ratified for the Progressive Liberal Party 31 candidates. So there's not that many more to go. There's only 8 slots left for the Progressive Liberal Party to fill. So barring, you know, some other big ticket items, we'll have to, which there may be, we're going to have to, we can look at this right now and kind of figure out what a PLP cabinet would look like. All right? Now, I know some of you are all upset and y'all want the PLP to go away forever. I know. But you're going to have to wrap your mind around the fact that the PLP stands just as good a chance as the FNM of winning the next election. I can't call it, right? Because by this time, by 2016, I was looking at it and I was like, boy, Christy, I'm probably gone, right? And by late 2016, early 2017, I was like, yeah, that's... Some people were in the newsroom, you know, because we've watched Minnis over the years, and we were like, boy, I don't know, you know what I mean? And I was like, listen, y'all are going to have to get used to wrapping your head around Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis. And they could tell you, and I ain't lying, they could tell you that. I said just that. I said, wrap your head around it, that Hubert Minnis will more than likely be the next Prime Minister, all right? And you're going to have to get used to it. And that's what I told them, and so said, so done. Now, I ain't saying the PLP can win. I don't know, right? This one, at this point in time, could jump anyway to me. I ain't got my foresight clear on this one yet, all right? But you're going to have to get used to the idea that the next cabinet will be comprised of members of the Progressive Liberal Party. I know you don't like it, right? You're like, some of you are like, what's the Anchorman? You've seen Anchorman, right? Ron Burgundy, when they announced that Veronica Corningstone was going to be the co-anchor on the news. No, right? No. Harumph. Balderdash. And Veronica Corningstone, show enough, was the co-anchor on the news and then replaced Ron Burgundy, who got drunk on brandy, then washed it down with milk. Good afternoon. Welcome. I love that movie. Let me say something. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, how's it going?
It's fine, man. Enjoying the conversation. I like that PLP plan you said there, the last and so said, so done.
Right.
But my thing is that on the back end, I like how Vaughn Military dismissed those so-called remnants are simply rumors. I mean, it was a whole surfing petition.
He know it was touch and go. He know.
We all knew. We all knew. The other thing is that in regards to this campaigning, you know, if political entities being allowed to campaign and have these large super spread events, I mean, what about us? What about individuals on the street? Like, for example,
exactly.
I lost a family member on Sunday.
Yeah, right.
In a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, so
and we would like to have an event, put them down the star. So we have to dress in all red and all yellow to do so.
Yep, sounds so. Are they from Harbor Island or New Providence?
They were from Harbor Island.
You can't do it on Harbor Island, I don't think. I don't think you can do it on Harbor Island. Maybe Harbor Island is allowed to have funerals in churches. I'd have to double check the emergency order.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous and it's a slap in the face, to be honest.
Yeah, they need to change the emergency order. And they know that, right?
Agreed.
They've allowed let it linger for too long. Thanks. All right. So, I know you don't want the PLP to form the next cabinet. And I know you're saying, this says, bro, how can you say you're not calling who's going to win, but the next sentence say the next cabinet will have some PLPs? No, I didn't say that. I said that you're going to have to get used to the idea that the next cabinet could possibly be comprised of PLP members. Don't lose the thread now. Stay with me. This is a theoretical exercise. Stay with me. I know you don't like it. I know you don't want to hear talk of it. I know you don't want to wrap your mind around it. But it's okay to do this. If some of you don't like the fact that we're talking about the PLP and the FNM, well, let the independents run. Okay, fine. Let the independents run. I don't know what the independents' agenda is. I don't know how you're independent But you all claim you have the same agenda. I don't understand that. That would mean that you're under one umbrella, which means you're part of a party. Even if you're not registered as a political party, you have one particular agenda, which makes you no different than the PLP or the FNM if you're running an independence as a group. If you're not running an independence as a group with one particular agenda and you all have separate agendas, then I don't understand how the government will function if we elect all of you. Who will be prime minister? Who will be in cabinet? Before we do the cabinet exercise, let's just say, let's say Hubert Minnis win, if that makes some of y'all feel better. I can't deal with every individual, each one of y'all feelings today. Let's say Hubert Minnis or Brave Davis wins, whoever wins, right? The first thing we need to talk about that I would do if I were prime minister, and this is long overdue, and some of you legal people help me, okay? Help me out here. The first thing I'm going to do, and you can do this if you have a two-thirds majority in the House and Senate. The person who had the best chance to do it in recent memory was Hubert Minnis. Christie also had an opportunity to do it recently after the 2002 election. And Christie had the chance to do it after the 2012 election. I don't know why I didn't do this. Maybe y'all know something I don't. I'm reading the Constitution. The first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to come in, I'm going to form a cabinet, right? Well, you don't even necessarily have to do that first. But I'm going to come in, right? You got to select your attorney general, XYZ. Here's what the Constitution says. And I'm going to read for you, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to change. The Constitution says the executive authority of the Bahamas is vested in Her Majesty. Jesus wept. That's 71. 72. See, that's why I don't run out with y'all. But Meghan Markle and Oprah and whatever the hell else is y'all talking about. I ain't with all this. I ain't with this dynastic rule that these houses built on blood and treasure from raping and pillaging the peoples of the earth. Anyway, 72.1 of the Constitution says there shall be a cabinet. Now, when we could go through interpretations of language. They have that at the end of the Constitution, too. Shall means must be, all right? There must be a cabinet for the Bahamas, which shall have the general direction and control of the government of the Bahamas and shall be collectively responsible thereof to Parliament. Someone go tell House and Moultrie about this. Two, the cabinet must consist of the prime minister and not less than 8 other ministers, of whom one shall be the attorney general, as may be appointed in accordance with the provisions of Article 73 of this Constitution. Here's what I'm going to change, and let's look and see if I can, if I'm prime minister. Brave Davis, Hubert Minnis, let's see here's what they should change. All right? So, 73 says, Juan, please stop acting new. It's called a coalition government. Nah, it's not a coalition government if you're all independent. That doesn't make sense. How can there be that many people? A coalition government usually consists of numerous political parties. Well, here, let's do this exercise. And I'm willing to learn. Show me a government in the world that's comprised of all independent members of the parliament, of the legislature. Show me one government in the world, and we could look at that since I'm brand new. Please. 73, and here's what we're going to change. Whenever there shall be occasion for the appointment of a prime minister, the governor general shall appoint as prime minister the member of the House of Assembly who's the leader of the party, which commands the support of the majority of the members of that house. I will not change that. 73.1b. If it appears to him that party does not have an undisputed leader in that house, or that no party commands the support of a majority, the member of the House of Assembly, who, in his judgment, is most likely to command the support of the members of that house and was willing to accept the office of prime minister. So, this provides for the prime minister. Let's talk about, anyway, let's go through it. Two. Subject to the provisions of paragraph 3, the ministers other than a prime minister shall be such persons as the governor general acting in accordance with the advice of the prime minister shall appoint from among the senators and the members of the House of Assembly. If the Attorney General is appointed from among the members of the House of Assembly, not more than 3 ministers shall be appointed from among the senators. And if the Attorney General is appointed from among the senators, not more than 2 other ministers shall be appointed from among the senators. So you have to have an Attorney General. You have to have a Prime Minister. You have to have at least 8 members of cabinets. No more than 3 ministers in the cabinet can come from the Senate. This says, if occasion arises for making an appointment to the office of the Prime Minister while Parliament is dissolved, a person who was a member of the House of Assembly immediately before the dissolution may, notwithstanding any other provision of this article, be appointed as Prime Minister. That's fine. All right. If occasion arises for making an appointment to the office of any other minister while Parliament is dissolved, a person who immediately before the dissolution was a senator or a member of the House of Assembly may, subject to provisions of paragraph 3 of this article, be appointed as a minister. So here's what I'm changing. All right? I'm changing paragraph 3 and 2. So let's note that. Article 73... Section 2 and 3, I want to change. Okay? And this deals with the appointment of ministers, and I'll explain why I'm changing it. But first, let's see if I can change it. All right? Let us therefore go to part 4. All right? Powers and procedure of Parliament. All right. Subject to the provisions of this Constitution, Parliament may make laws for the peace, order, and good government of the Bahamas. All right. Subject. Wait, I'm not going to go through all this. Okay, here we go. Subject to the provisions of this article, Parliament may, by an act of Parliament passed by both houses, alter any other provisions of this Constitution, or, insofar as it forms part of the law of the Bahamas, any of the provisions of the Bahamas Independence Act, 1973. Insofar as it alters Article 32, 33, 34, 35, 41, 42, 43, 47, 48, 49, 79, 107 of the Constitution, or Articles 127 or 137, and it goes all the way up, but I stopped at 79, so you see they didn't mention 73. Insofar as it alters those, in their application to any of the provisions specified in subparagraph A of this bill, shall not be passed by Parliament unless at the final voting thereon, in each house it is supported by the votes of not less than 2/3 of all the members of each house. And the bill, after its passage through both houses, has been submitted to the electors qualified to vote for the election of members of the House of Assembly and on a vote in such manner as Parliament may prescribe the majority of electors voting have approved the bill. So, we would note that insofar as Section 54, 1, 2 is concerned, I can change how ministers are appointed to cabinet. Let's continue. This says, well, that's it. Yep, I could, oh, wait. Insofar as it allows Article 2, 3, 4, 5, 31, 32, 71, 72, that it goes on to 93. And Articles 106, 127 of 137, all right, any of the provision of the Bahamas Independence Act or Act of Parliament should not be passed by Parliament unless at the final voting thereon in each house, it is supported by votes of not less than 3/4 of all the members of each house, and the bill, after its passage through both houses, has been submitted to the electors qualified to vote for the election of members of the House of Assembly and on a vote taken in such manner as Parliament may prescribe the majority of the electors voting have approved the bill. So, according to the Constitution of the Bahamas, I can, through the passage of a simple majority in both houses of Parliament, change Article 73 of the Constitution. So I am going to change Article 73, Section 2 all right, which says that the Prime Minister shall appoint from among the senators and the members of the House of Assembly ministers. I'm going to change that to the Prime Minister shall appoint from among those, all right, whomever the Prime Minister chooses. And you got to throw in some stuff that they're Bahamian and that they're of a certain age and that they're not, you know, a criminal. All right? But we'll fix the language. Section 3. If the Attorney General appointed from among the members of the House of Assembly, so I'm going to repeal Section 3 and strike it out. And I'm going to alter Section 2 to allow whomever I choose who's a Bahamian citizen, who is of age, who is not a criminal or a bankrupt or under the sentence of death, all that good stuff that allows you to qualify for membership of the House of Assembly, I'm going to put whomever I want in cabinet. So I'm changing that the minute I get to Parliament. All right? The minute I get to Parliament. Because I don't want to be limited to just put these people in my cabinet. That's the first order of business. So we're going to change the way we do business. So when you look at your elected members, when you look at who's on the electorate, we ain't got to do this exercise. Who going to be in cabinet? I could put whomsoever I choose in cabinet because I'm going to alter the Constitution. Because I don't like it. I don't like that I have to choose these people from among these people, at least 8. Now, here's the first thing. All of y'all don't got to be in cabinet. The Constitution say 8. Me, I can cap it at about 12, right? Y'all could do something else. All y'all ain't got to be in cabinet. All y'all ain't got to be primin' and preening. That's the first thing. We can do the selection probably on the side of break. I got some notes for you first. So all of y'all don't look to be in my cabinet. You run and go on, walk up in the people's face, right? Because we can change some other things, too, about making being a member of the House of Assembly a full-time job as we scour the Constitution. You look up in everybody's face, you say, vote for me, we could do X, we could do Y, we could do Z. Go make y'all full-time work dealing with those people. I know you're supposed to come and legislate. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But you need to go and worry about those people whom you look up in their face for, tell them, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. Don't run this game, but vote for me so I can go get driver and X, Y, Z, and yada, yada. All right? Everyone don't look to be in cabinet, and I can tell you that when you're coming through. So I'm going to change Article 73 of the Constitution, unless you're a legal mind who tells me I can't change it. I just read it. You'd have to show me where that's prohibited, unless there's like 4 versions of the Constitution, like Al Samutri says, there's rules for the House. Here's the next piece of advice. You get to the House and you get to cabinet, be workmanlike, workwomanlike, workpersonlike. Go there to work. Not for you, not for the PLP or the FNM. Go there to work for the Bahamian people, because that's who sent you there. Now, I'm going to change this. And so, as Prime Minister, I'm going to say, I'm picking you because the Bahamian people picked me to find the best people to be in cabinet. And that's why I changed Article 73, Section 2, repeal Section 3. So go there and work. Don't be political. Don't go there and seek to have major upheaval based along party lines. Don't go there and be like, well, why? He's sitting next to the window. I don't like it. He's a FNM. He's a PLP. Don't go there with your radar trying to figure out who with you and who ain't. Go there and seek to do the best job you could possibly do. Don't go there. Well, why? Why the breakfast lady? Why is she here? She looks like a FNM. I got a PLP who could cook the sauce. Let me go do. You can piss people off. Go there and be workmanlike. Know what it is that you want to do and go do that. Now, all of y'all ain't going in cabinet if I have my way, but I doubt Brave Days is minded to change it, so we are going to look at who among these people so far would be going into cabinet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Jr. combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken junior sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including VAT. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Everyone should experience a brand new car, but not everyone can afford one. Until now, Bahamas Bus and Truck has the answer. The stylish, spacious, feature-rich, yet affordable Mitsubishi Attrage. Priced at $21,900, including a three-year warranty, why not come and experience the value that Mitsubishi has built into the Attrage today? Bahamas Bus and Truck, the country's only authorized Mitsubishi dealer. Telephone 322-1722.
Think safety first. Get to know LA Impact Windows and Doors for the lowest and affordable quality hurricane impact windows and doors, garage doors, showers, shutters, casement and sliding windows and doors for residential and commercial business, installation, glass and roll-up shutter repairs, special discounts for contractors and senior citizens, easy layaway plans too. Feel safe with LA Impact Windows and Doors, located in the Southland Plaza, East Street South, just three doors north of the Teachers Credit Union offices. LA Impact Windows and Doors, impacting your view. Phone 322-3667.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm going to get into what an XPLP cabinet would look like, and we'll also do it with the F&M. Maybe not today with the F&M, but we'll try, because I do think Minnis would make some changes. And truth be told, if you do win, I do believe it'll be that you have fewer options to choose from, because I highly doubt you'd win another election in a sweep like you did, or a landslide, the likes of which you did last time. It just is what it is. It's nothing against you. All right. By the way, you can read up in National Review more about what these politicians are doing with the campaigning, with the lopsided treatment, right? And Candia Danes wrote a nice piece, no state of emergency for politicians, right? So for all of us, we're under state of emergency. Yeah, it's an emergency. Sky's falling. Can't social gather at all, except if you cap paid it or ratify it. Then it ain't an emergency no more. It's all good. As long as we wear our mask, we good. All right? And social distance. We'll do some text messages, but we don't have time left to go through the whole selection process of cabinet. This says, one, being able to select cabinet members outside parliament would put MPs in the position to vote against legislation they don't agree with. Now we're getting somewhere. They don't agree with, seeing that they are no longer compromised by their varied cabinet positions. I doubt the powers that be would want to remove their rubber stamp capabilities. The only caveat to what you propose would be to have the cabinet members voted on by MPs. It's, oh, man, who are you? I like you, man. I like you, right? That's what I'm talking about. That's where we want to get, where the parliament vets the executive, right? See, Hansen Mutri can't think straight. What he wants to accomplish, he doesn't understand how to do it. He wants to just browbeat so that he can fix his office however he wants and get his own restroom and all this stuff like that. He's not interested in the better function of the democracy. Because if he was, he'd be thinking along these lines. This is how you hold cabinet accountable through the parliament. By removing the mandatory provision in the Constitution that says you have to select them from the House and the Senate. Why? If we didn't, then we would have an independent executive. Right? Well, the Prime Minister wouldn't be, and the Attorney General wouldn't be. But you could fix the Attorney General thing too, actually. But we would have a much, much more accountable system of governance without setting down the entire Constitution and starting over. That's what we do. So when you bring forward legislation, you don't have 20 members of the House who are collectively responsible for it that have to vote for it. It can be means tested, and the members of the House of Assembly go, show me why this is the legislation that you want to put forward. Explain it, and we're going to vet it. I could propose amendments to it. We can fix it. We could tinker with this. We could tinker with that. You send it back to cabinet. Cabinet looks at it. They put forward another bill that you could live with, and we go from there. Then we forward it on to the Senate, and we forward it on to the Governor General. I ain't going to change the Senate just yet, because I don't think I can at the moment. But we'd have to go through that exercise of the Constitution again. But yes, this is what I'm talking about. You'd have more accountability. All right, good. Send me your choices for the cabinet. I'll go through them in a minute. Just one, the best talk show on radio. I'll take it. Thanks. Hi, Juan, your proposed change will allow for the most qualified individuals to be in cabinet. For me, the first law I would revamp is local government. I would decentralize and provide autonomy for local administrators to impact the people they serve. Maybe consider specifying a portion of VAT or property taxes that are designated to local government. Garbage collection should be something an MP has to handle. That's not a bad idea. We can look at that. Good afternoon. Has anyone heard from the People's Potgate? Oh, Miller? Man, Leslie Miller know he wasn't getting that nomination? Come on. Says, Juan, change the banging on the table too, please. Yeah, Parliament could change that. But I'd advocate for it, sure. Juan, it just hit me. The United Bahamian Party is the most powerful party name on record. And how Bahamians should be working together to build our nation united. Yeah, you ain't gonna win no election nowadays with that. Says, I will vote for anyone other than the PLP or FNM. Anyone now. You sure about that? Anyone. Just anybody. Juan, I must admit I'm not impressed with the individuals named today by either major party. I think the time has come for us to look at increasing MP salaries. Yes, I think the salary is too low to attract quality people, especially from the private sector. But then again, part of me wonders if the leaders of the parties prefer individuals who may need the cabinet and MP salary for survival as opposed to having persons who can stand up to them. I'd increase MP salary too, have full-time MPs. It said, okay, you say coalition government. Show me a coalition government of independents working around the world. Show me. Let's not imagine. Show me. Show me what it is. Show me what it looks like, and maybe I could get with you. Good morning. We need to make these leaders have debates before elections so we can make a better decision for leadership. I like the lady from the DNA, and I'm a 56-year-old man. Yep. I have no problem with debates. I think they're a good idea. However, I wouldn't make my choice for I likely would make my choice for prime minister, but based on a confluence of things, not just debates. But I do hear you, debates make you better informed about their positions. Says, I can call it, if the FNM leave Menes as leader, they will lose. Well, he's going to remain leader. That's not even in question. Says, when the prison officers saw those new neighborhood police cars Marvin got, they want their money. So where did the government get money to buy cars? It's time to get rid of the stupid health visa that's making it hard for tourists to travel here. We need to open this economy up. And it's, tourist visa. I'll have to ponder on that. It says social gathering has to be over because the Haitian police. Okay. You pinpointing the man on the street. I don't want to do that to him. One, the meeting of the PLP meetings was a mass funeral for democracy. 39 seats times 20 persons equals 780 persons. And the senator position times 20, add even more. Where do I get my patties and ghetto juice? Rabbi Common Sense. You ain't show me no emergency. Ain't nobody step up to the plate yet to show me where an emergency order that social gathering at all is allowed on New Providence. Inside, outside, mask on, social distance. Show me where it's allowed. All right, I got your... I didn't even want to do this. Anyway, let's go to the news. Are we going to the news? No? All right, we'll keep going. No problem. Let's keep going. All right. So, okay. My producer is not in the studio to take us to a news break, so we're going to keep going. I don't know where he went. I don't know if he didn't see it was news time, but he's not here, so we're going to keep going. Which is fine, all right? So let's do this. Oh, wait, what'd I do? Here we go. Good afternoon, Juan. My PLP cabinet will be Alfred Sayers, Education, Wayne Monroe, National Insurance, Michael Darville, Health, Keith Bell, National Security, Glennis Hanna, Transport, Colby Davis, Social Services, Halkidis, Ministry of Finance, Cooper, Investments, Von Miller, Immigration, Mario Moxie, Sports, Obi Wilschkum, Tourism, Fred Mitchell, Foreign Affairs. I'm going to veto your Wilschkum altogether. I don't want that. I'm going to... Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are conducting currently an exercise to see whom among the ratified candidates for the PLP for the next election would form the next cabinet so far. So we got 31 PLPs ratified so far. The Prime Minister has indicated his desire that he does not want the number of constituencies to change. Both stated emphatically, and you can understand that through the inferences he makes. He's saying 39 seats in the next election. We're going to wipe them out, although I don't think, you don't want to refer to them as contaminants, but okay. And therefore, this is where we are. And we could also do this exercise with the FNM, but the FNM is going to take a little more strategic thinking because things have changed. We're short a couple of cabinet ministers. But we'll do the exercise in theory, assuming that all these people presented so far would be elected, all right? Or at least the ones we think will go in cabinet could be elected. And they have a majority. You get what I'm saying. So the Constitution of Bahama says you got to have a prime minister who controls the majority support of the party, the members of a particular party in the House. You could have all independents and pick one person to be prime minister. I don't know who that would be if they're all independent. So we'll see, that's not going to happen either, but we could look at it. The Constitution says you have to have at least 8 members of cabinet. You have to have a prime minister. You have to have an attorney general. Have to. You ain't have to have nobody else. You got to have a prime minister. You got to have an attorney general. You ain't got to have no minister of national security. You ain't going to have no deputy prime minister. You could, whatever you want to have, you could have. But you got to have those two things. And there has to be at least 8 members of cabinet. So that'd be six other than the Prime Minister and the Attorney General. Now, you have to, according to our Constitution, choose members of Cabinet from among the members of the House of Assembly or three members of the Senate. The Constitution of the Bahamas does not state that you would need to go to a referendum to change that, so that can change. But as one texter said, doubtful it would, because then they'd lose their rubber stamp capacity in the House of Assembly. So if you have the majority of members of the House of Assembly are in Cabinet, it is a foregone conclusion, unless you have resignations from Cabinet, that any legislation Cabinet forwards to the House of Assembly would pass the House of Assembly. And that's where we go, and that's what House Mucci's crying about. And he could actually figure out how to get there by dealing with this a different way, but he's making it all about him and his bathroom and whatever else. His assistant. You know when you hear, and you know what's irritating about House and Mutri is he always talks about, yeah, the good governance and making Parliament accountable to the executive. For what? For your ego? Like, for what? Because the deficits, what are you talking about? Like, how is it better for the Bahamian people? You don't ever hear him talk about that, right? Only need to be accountable. Independence. Well, how is that going to serve the Bahamian people? So you, and when you see someone can't have that conversation, then you know they're just in it out of self-motivation, out of self-interest. Because I'm trying to explain to you how we could do this to better help the Bahamian people. To have people outside of the House of Assembly. Because I like y'all, but all y'all ain't the best qualified people in y'all field. All right? Or the fields that we need the most focus and attention on. And you don't have to be an expert to be in Cabinet, but I believe you should have capacity in what it is that you're talking about. But doubtful Brave Davis or Hubert Minnis would change it. We're floating in a scenario that Brave Davis would be the next prime minister. If that hurts your feelings, then you got to go deal with your feelings by yourself. It's a theoretical exercise, and I got time to slap up with no nonsense. So let's choose our cabinet. We got a call. Let's do the call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Me.
Thank you, great.
It's Ms. Morrison. Are you on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Did you not want to be on
the air? But I wanted to speak to you off air. That's what I told the producer.
Oh, okay. Well, then just get her number for me, and I'll call you back. I'll try and make sure to call you today, okay? All right. Now, are you getting the number? Oh, yeah. So don't, yeah. All right. You can call me, too, with your picks. I know you want to be cynical. Nothing. No, I'm saying let's do an exercise where we look among these people and see what this looks like, which is difficult because I don't know these people like that, but maybe Davis knows. I don't know all these people like that. All right. So we're going to start off with prime minister. So we got to have a prime minister. So that's going to be Brave Davis, right? Okay. So Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis. We got to have an Attorney General. Yes? Alfred Sears is going to be my Attorney General. Okay? So AG Alfred Sears. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis. So we've fulfilled two requirements of the Constitution so far. We got to have eight. We got two. Now, Chester Cooper's deputy leader of the PLP, but we're not required to have a deputy prime minister, so let's stick a pin in that one. We gonna need someone. We have a prime minister to deal with forming the cabinet. We have an attorney general to be our legal representative and advisor. And we're going to need someone now to go deal with our money, right? So that's the next thing, is the money. Always someone needs to be watching this money. So Minister of Finance, I'm going to go with Michael Halkidis. He's twice been in the Ministry of Finance, once as a parliamentary secretary, the other time as a Minister of State, I believe that's correct. Or was it Minister of State twice? I think it was Paul Second, then Minister of State. Correct me if I'm wrong. We're going to make Michael Halkidis Minister of Finance. Not Minister of State for Finance, Minister of Finance. I like you, Brave. I can't sit and listen to you talk for 4.5 hours about finance. Peter Turnquist is actually engaging to listen to a lot of the time, and I can't take 4.5 hours. Well, I did. I survived, I guess. So, Minister of Finance. Now, next on my list would be Minister of National Security. However, we're going to give Chester Cooper his respect as Deputy Leader of the PLP. And before we do that, because I want someone to keep us safe now, I want my money, I want someone watching my money, and I want someone making sure we're safe so we can make this money, keep this money. But before we do Minister of National Security, we're going to do Deputy Prime Minister. All right? Because Chester been riding with Brave for a few years now, solid, even through that shellacking they took. Deputy Prime Minister is going to be Chester Cooper. And what is Chester Cooper going to do? Chester Cooper going to deal with financial services, and we're just using the names we have now, and investment and trade. All right, so Chester Cooper going to be Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Financial Services. Now, I know a lot of people out there are like, well, you know, Chester Cooper talked about finance analysis. He's a shadow spokesperson for finance. That's all well and good, but I'm going to put him where I can use him best, which is the area of his expertise, which is financial services and investment. He's owns an insurance company. He's well familiar with all these things. So we're going to put him at financial services, investment, and trade is just as well. All right? So he can align that industry well. He's a former president of the Chamber of Commerce, right? He knows these things really well. So that's what we're doing. So let's go to our Minister of National Security. Well, before we do that, let's see where we are. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. So we got 4. We're halfway to 8. Like I say, all y'all ain't going to be in cabinet. Don't run up around me. I don't want to hear it. All right, Minister of National Security. Now, a lot of y'all saying Keith Bell, because Keith Bell was Minister of State for National Security. Keith Bell, you haven't convinced me that you should be Minister of National Security. And you're going to have to get me there. So before I just hand you that for fun, let's take a look around. Who we got left? We already gave Halkidis a job. We gave Alfred Sears a job. We gave Chester Cooper a job. Brave has a job. Now my heart wants me to put Davis as Minister of National Security. However, I'm going to have to ponder on that one. But let us say, for argument's sake, I really want to pick my Minister of National Security, but Keith Bell, I ain't going to lie, you really ain't convinced me you'd make a good Minister of National Security. You're going to have to do some work with that one. So, since it's just a theoretical exercise, and I can amend this at any point, Keith Bell, I'm going to stick a pin in you, all right? I like you. You know you're my boy. Everything cool, but hold on. We're going to pick Wayne Monroe for Minister of National Security. There we go. There we go. That didn't. You ain't my last choice, Wayne. You know everything. You know we all good. It just took me a second. So Minister of National Security, Wayne Monroe. All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, we're almost there. It's going to be more than 8. We're going to now need a Minister of Tourism. I don't want to hear all this OB talk, all right? So we go need... Let me see. Wayne Monroe, I know you're making money in your private practice. You're going to have to stick a pin in that, my brother. And I know you got some cases against the Ministry of National Security. You're going to have to leave that aside. All right? So now let's look at our Minister of Tourism. Now, interesting. There is is someone saying Leslie for tourism.
Hmm.
That could work. That could work. All right, so we're going to go. All right, so we got a female, a lady, a position. Let's do it. Leslie Bryce, Minister of Tourism. Leslie, I'm not going to give you aviation. All right. You're just going to deal with tourism. All right, so we are now six in. One, two, three, four, five, six. Almost to eight. We're now going to transport and aviation. Now we need foreign affairs. Mitchell, I can give you back foreign affairs, right? But you gotta chill out. All right? You've been wiling. Oh, this one says you still have three persons from the Senate. You're right, Leslie. Hold on, I ain't give you that to you just yet. I got my Senate picks now. You're right. Thanks for reminding me. I got my three Senate picks. Not that you can't do it, Leslie. You just I could come back to you. This your first lap. Yeah, that's a big ministry. You know, you got to know the lay of the land. All right, so we can come back. We can come back to tourism. Foreign affairs, Mitchell. I can give you foreign affairs, man, because you know what it is, and you know the job intimately. You understand these processes. You've been wilding as chairman of the PLP at times. All right, I gotta say, and I think that you need to bring it down several notches. That's all. You're at about a nine. I'm gonna need you at about a five as Minister of Foreign Affairs. All right, but you could have that because I know you know it well. All right. Now, all right. So let's go to transport and aviation. I'm gonna do transport and aviation. I'm giving that to Glennis. Glennis Santa Martin is a worker. All right. I'm gonna let her work. You go work. You go do some follow up on some of that work Diagler and them was doing. All right, Hannah Martin. Now we need a Minister of Works. All right. Minister of Works. Minister of Works. Minister of Works. Minister of Works. Now do we put Brave back as Minister of Works? Or do we let him float like Minis was floating? All right, Brave, you do Minister of Works for now. All right, until someone else give me a better idea. We need Agriculture and Fisheries. Clay Sweeten, I'm going to go to you. All right. We just need Education, Health, and Tourism. Education. Say, let Brave float. Education. Let me do health first. Let me do Michael Darvin on health. All right. Minister of Health, Michael Darvin. Health, Education, Youth. Health, yes, Darvin. All right. Education, education, education. Now, I still got my Senate options. I need a bold choice in education. A bold choice. All right. So I think I'm going to reserve my education minister right now for the Senate. All right. Minister of Youth. Let's do Leslie. See, I found a job for you. I found some work for you. All right, we do Leslie, because she hype. You seen the videos, right? She hype. She's like, yeah, she's youthful. She has some energy. She can inspire people. I'm conflicted as if I do, yeah, Minister of Agriculture, Clay Sweeting. We going to let Clay Sweeting do that, yes? I'm conflicted as to whether youth, sports, and culture should remain one ministry. Now, my Minister of Tourism, I can pick from the Senate, because I don't see an obvious choice. Don't call Obi Welscombe name no more. And my Minister of Education, I'm possibly going to pull from the Senate, barring I change the Constitution, which I don't know if Brave's going to do. What sports? So we got to do sports. Sports. I think sports and culture could be one ministry. Again, we ain't got to go to 18. We don't fill 8. But we need to have, this is add culture to tourism. Bang, bang, boom. I like how y'all are thinking. Add culture. So we got a minister of tourism and culture. That's the Senate. I'm going to let y'all chime in. Hold on. Works. We're going to let Brave do that for now. Minister of Tourism and Culture. And we're going to do youth. Ministry of Youth. I think youth is important. And you ain't got to have too much going on with you, but youth is important. They do a lot of stuff. Ministry of Youth. We're going to have a Ministry of Sports. Who am I going to put in sports? I can put my man in a business from UB. What's my boy name? Bacchus? Bacchus. All right. Bacchus can be sports. All right. And we're going to need social services. Joe Beth, I'm looking at you. Not because you're a woman. They ain't like that. You could be a man and be minister of social service. In fact, many men have been. But I'm going to give you, Joe Beth, social services. All right? That's where I am. All right. Let's go through it and let's count. We got Prime Minister Brave Davis, AG Alfred Sears, Hal Kiedis, Minister of Finance, Wayne Monroe, Minister of National Security, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Financial Services, Trade and Investment, Chester Cooper, Tourism's coming from the Senate, Foreign Affairs, Fred Mitchell, Transport and Aviation, Hannah Martin, Brave's going to float with Minister of Work, so we save, so we don't have that extra one. That's 8. We're already at 8. I just need a name for tourism. Got Clay Sweeting in Agriculture. Got Michael Darville in Health. My Ministry of Education. Minister of Education is coming from the Senate. Minister of Youth is Leslie. Minister of Sports, Bacchus Rowe. Minister of Social Services, Joe Beth. All right. I'm going to say give Miles LaRota tourism. Nah. I think Miles LaRota has not done a great job as public disclosure commissioner. Now, he's free to come on this show and dispute that or show me something to the contrary, but all the information I have is he hasn't done a good job with that. And if you can't do a good job with that job, I'm reluctant to give you a big, big job. That's my thing. I give you a small job first. I see how you do with that. He was that under the PLP. He was that under the FNM. It's not gone well. Public disclosure, who knows where it is because we don't get any information out of it. So I ain't going to give it to him yet. He got to come and tell me what he ready for. All right. Y'all don't want Brave for Wake? Well, tell me your name. Tell me your name. All right. That's 14. Now, I need a name for tourism from the Senate, and I need a name for education. So I open to those. All right. Give me some names. You can call me. This one says Ian Strawn for education. I thought we picked education. No, we got Senate. That's right. That's right. Tourism and education. Yes, 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 yes. Dr. Ian Strawn. That's a good idea. That sounds like a good idea. Anyway, call me. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. And 325-4259. So you can put Bacchus or Mario Boleg. Yeah, Coach Boleg is a legend. Okay. Bacchus, I ain't gonna let y'all take Bacchus' job yet. Now, let me know. It says, rumor is Joe Beth has been promised education. Now, you see, just saying nothing against Joe Beth Colby, right? I need work put in, right? Now, you gotta show me you a worker. I think she's done fine in the Senate, but I ain't seen no beast mode. Davil could go into beast mode, all right? I believe Davil could be a worker. If you go out again, you ain't counting which PLP making the chicken sauce and providing the cups and stationery. You understand what I'm saying? If you work in. All right. Okay, let's say Stuart Bow from Atlantis for Minister of Tourism via the Senate. Good. I like that. That's a good one. Stuart Bow. All right. So we got Ian Strawn nominated for education, and we got Stuart Bow nominated for tourism. Let's say Ministry of the Environment. Yes, Ministry of Environment. We do need that. Who are we going to put in environment? I got to hear from that now. All right, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Juan?
Yes, hello.
I going to give you my choice for national security. You got to put Keith Bell there.
Keith,
so
why?
So you can see this crown show where he bring back the people that Marvin Deans put home and send home the people who Marvin Deans picked.
I
see that happen.
I'm not putting Keith Bell in national security. I'm very sorry. He can be Minister of State if you got to put him in cabinet.
Just for the crown, just to see what happens.
And me and Keith Bell cool, but I'm not putting him back in national security because I didn't see no real transformation or change or work put in. I saw some confusion, all right, last lap. So you got to show me different. So I'm sorry. I'll allow Wayne Monroe, but thank you. Yeah. Good afternoon. Welcome. No? Okay. This says, put Von Miller in charge of the Ministry of the Environment. Nah, anyway, listen, this is why I'm going to change the Constitution. And this is nothing against anyone in particular. But I don't feel comfortable that even though these people may be good representatives, good legislators, all of them will be effective, efficient, serious cabinet ministers. All right, I need the best, hardest workers who didn't run for office to come work in my cabinet. And I mean this. All right, so I ain't just giving out cookies. I still got one Senate option left. Because see, Romy Ferreira, as strange as the stuff he says sometimes is an environmental expert. His specialty is environmental law. So I know he's going to get something done. How about Jomo Campbell? He looked like I want him in my cabinet. What could I have him do? Finding work for people. Now I got 1, 2, 3 women in my cabinet. I need more. I got 50. I already got 50 in here. I'll keep saying put Von Miller in environment and natural resources. Just because you like national security. I already put Wayne in national security. You don't get away with that. That's it. Wayne Monroe, national security. All right? He has enough experience with them. All right? Okay, let me go through your text messages. I can't just give you work to give you work. You got to be able to do the work. You understand what I'm saying? But Chris Sonnet. Chris Sonnet, Chris, you go... Go run Zednes, Chris. Go do your thing over there. go do that. Chris says he's in journalism. He teaches journalism, broadcasting. Go deal with Zednes and BIS. All right, you want something to do? Go do that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Find somewhere for Robin Lines.
Well, why I gotta find somewhere for Robin? Why? In the cabinet? Or she could do something else?
No, you remember now.
I like Robin Lyons. She could do something else.
And I think she, you know.
She run it?
Not really, because if you be in the Senate, you could still be a minister.
You right. Well, what would you suggest she do? Or just find something
else? I'm depending on you, man. You don't go so far.
I just might find the final work to do.
All right.
Yeah. I must find a way for everybody. It says, remember when I accused you of trying to set the table? Set what table? We're doing a theoretical exercise. I think most people understand what it is we're doing. Good afternoon. Hello. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Ron?
Hey, I'm good. Anton, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm good, Juan. And good afternoon to the nation. I'm getting in these cabinet appointments politicking, right? Because that leaves a lot of problems, right? But boy, Juan, you're overlooking a lot of talent in the Progressive Liberal Party because we really have a deep bench with a tremendous amount of expertise across the board with a lot of experience across the board and a lot of know-how. And so several of our candidates can actually fit in several of the same positions. That's how stacked our bench is. But what I want to add to the conversation, Juan, is it looks to me as though you're trying to take the PRP down the road as all the other governments where the cabinet is actually larger than the parliament.
No, I have 15. I got 15.
I don't want it to go down that road, Juan.
I got 15. That's where I'm prepared to stop.
I don't want it to go down that road. I would love to see a PLP government where we go back to what cabinet used to look like under Sir Lyndon in those days.
Yeah. Run a tighter ship.
Exactly. I would also love to see my leader, the Honorable Philip Rave Davis, change the laws where cabinet ministers can operate full time and only focus on the work of legislation at hand, the work of policy and legislation, where senators are appointed full time and the full remuneration packages are there for cabinet and senators, where they can both work full time at perfecting law and crafting laws and policies. And I would love to see where executive chairmen, where that post is made solely and not chairmanships, because chairmen are part time people. And executive chairmen are full-time positions,
yeah, right,
who have the time to dedicate fully to the advancement and the serious work that is there to be done after all of this nonsense and mismanagement that we are going to meet in place. We are going to need a serious set of individuals, one, who can dedicate themselves strictly and solely to advancing the work that is needed to be done in a short 5 years.
Okay, I got you. Good afternoon. Welcome. Thanks for calling. Last I checked, cabinet ministers were full-time. I'm still looking for your suggestions for education and tourism and environment. Environment don't have to come out of the Senate, but education and tourism I'm pulling from the Senate. What you see, here's why I don't want to get too big. So we're at 15 now, which makes me a little uncomfortable, but I think we have positions for them. Now, I did separate youth and sports. I did. That's on me. But I can't watch 20 of y'all, right? So I accountable for 20 of y'all. I know who can get loose and who can act crazy and all. I can't watch that many of y'all. I could watch about 12 of y'all. 15, I could probably, a couple of y'all I could keep close to me. A couple of y'all I know ain't gonna go crazy, right? But a couple of y'all I don't know. I wake with you like that yet. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, you are restructuring our system, I see.
Yes, someone has to.
Very, very, very good. I just have one idea. I'm wondering if it's possible that we could just outsource the management of this country to some more serious individuals. Like, just outsource it. Because I mean, some primary school children could do a better job, because they're mostly honest, you know.
Well,
they don't lie to
we
you.
We could just reverse
children don't normally lie to you. Well, I mean, could you include that in your... Just outsource it to some primary school children, maybe we get better results.
I gotcha. All right.
Thank you.
Yes. It says culture needs to be its own ministry. I could put culture with tourism, because culture and tourism is already a pretty good fit. Someone suggested that. That wasn't my idea. I could put tourism and culture together. That's a good fit to me, because you want to incorporate the culture into your tourism. That makes perfect sense to me. I'm going to do it. You ain't going to convince me when I hear something that makes sense. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
All right. Everything good. I agree with you with Rand Monroe, either national security or Attorney General. Now, I have a comment I want to make. Officer says to leave the party and saying the money wasn't enough for him or whatever, and now he gone back.
He left the PLP? When was this?
Hello?
He left the cabinet, you're saying?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right.
And leave and say the money wasn't enough. So
that's
I
fine.
Don't know, the money got increased.
No, he had to go make his own money. Desmond Bannister did the same thing. You got to go
all
make
right,
your
but
money.
See, they come back again.
Look,
okay.
If now. I got here and I put through school and all these obligations, and I think I got like, okay, well, maybe I can make a wake if I go in cabinet. And I go in cabinet, and I'd be like, man, I've fallen behind. My daughter getting to one of these Ivy League schools. I have to leave, and it's just what it is. Good afternoon. Welcome. So I don't fault him for that at all. Not Bannister, not Sears, nobody who does it. I think Carl Bethel was the same thing, although I understand it was some little friction. But anyway, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Juan McCartney. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Awesome, man. Not bad at all.
All right.
Well, I see you putting the PLP cabinet together.
Yeah, man. We're going to do this exercise with the FNM as well.
Yeah. You're not doing too bad so far, but you don't think I'm in agreement with Antoine that the PLP, the talent is stacked right up in the PLP, you know, and the PLP has always been an organization that picks good candidates, you know, and everything that represents the country and everything. So I don't think there'll be a problem with the leader, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, putting a nice cabinet together. Well, I think you're overlooking Ms. Dobek Kobe Davis' talents, man.
No, I put her in social services.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to put her in education. I'm not going to put her in the most highly funded ministry we have, the broadest, widest scope ministry.
Considering the relationships that she has with offshore companies and all that type of stuff, you don't think she'll do good at tourism?
I'm going to pick a tourism professional who's gold-plated, platinum-certified, and put him in the Senate. That's what I'm going to do.
I know who that was.
I haven't gotten to that yet. Someone said Stuart Bowe.
All right, man. Well, in any event, good show. You know, you're doing a good job.
All right. Thanks a lot. Someone's saying that JoBeth could go in environment. She has gas and oil experience. That's true. Now, do I want the lawyer for the oil drilling company to be the minister of the environment? I'll have to consider that. Okay, I'll have to consider that. It says, good one, it seems that you've shown where your allegiance is, but I don't blame you. Dr. Minnis has proven you all wrong before. You're mad, you're just mad. You can't take it that we're actually discussing the possibility of a PLP cabinet. It just burns your soul, don't you? We'll get to the FNM. Don't be salty. It's not good for your blood pressure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Nope. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Nope. All right. Let's do some text messages. There's a lot. Y'all got a lot of ideas. Let me see. This says, good afternoon. Why are we being charged $25 for domestic travel visas? We already have to pay $150 for the COVID test for no sensible reason at all. That's why. Blessings. One, indeed, the Bahamas, like most nations of the world, be they big or small, subject to certain protocols and agreements that they must adhere to from a global perspective. But the government of the Bahamas has an inherent responsibility to its citizens, first and foremost, in the governance and management of their own country and the citizens' best interests. I believe the Bahamas has talent, expertise, and experience to manage its affairs and whatever we lack. We know how to seek assistance in getting things done. Also, hence, Team Bahamas is the citizens and the government. All right. It says, Juan, out of point, Gawin Bo or Robert Myers from Org is Minister of Finance. The head of the Hong Kong or Taiwan Chamber of Commerce as Minister of Investments to bring in manufacturing for Freeport. You won't put a foreigner in my cabinet? No. Says definitely not Fred Mitchell as foreign affairs clerk, maybe. No, see, I'm not going to put a private sector individual smack dab in the middle of the Ministry of Finance because their head might explode, right? So you got to understand the Ministry of Finance, not to get weird on you, is an animal that needs to be massaged and coerced and coaxed in the direction that you want to take it in. You understand? You got to understand procedures. You got to understand how it all works. And you put a guy like Robert Myers or Gawin Bo in there, not that they don't understand it, but they're not from an environment where they got to go through all sort of red tape and everything like that. These are guys who are in organizations where I say do it and it gets done. And I got to check with this one and go to this one and go to that one. And so you might find that you put someone from the private sector in there and they just don't have the temperament throughout their experience in the professional world to deal with the bureaucracy of the Ministry of Finance. That's how I look at it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
Carl Bell could be placed inside the Senate as a attorney general. Can't Anton be placed there too and make him in charge of BAMSI? I ain't having this one.
You ain't got to put... You can make Anton in charge of BAMSI now. Do I put Anton in charge of BAMSI? For what purpose? Good afternoon, Juan. I look forward to the day when we stop attributing Bahamian women merely to the token post of social services. Bahamian women have brains between their ears. I didn't say I was going to put her there because she's a woman. I'm going to put her there and see how she works out. You could always shuffle the cabinet. You could move stuff around. It happens. Wanted the PLP would win the next election. Who do you think would make a good attorney general? It'll obviously be between Sears and Monroe. Do you think there would be infighting among the two? Because I believe both want to be attorney general. I'm not convinced Wayne Monroe does want to be attorney general. I'm going to put Alfred Sears as my attorney general. He's got the experience. He knows the Constitution inside out. He's a studied, careful man. I'm going to put him in as my attorney general. Good day, Juan. Minister of Finance is a must as he brings the budget to the House. Yeah, my Minister of Finance is going to be in the House. And if you're doing this theoretical exercise, is going to be Michael Halkidis. What if the PLP has the majority of seats, but Brave doesn't win his seat? Then Brave won't be prime minister. That's very simple. I would imagine Chester Cooper would be. It says, Leslie for tourism because she's pretty and dresses nice. What are the criteria to be a minister? I mean, if we want someone to do a good job. No, we're going to put Leslie Cooper in youth. Okay, it says, Brave Davis for PM, National Security, Wayne Monroe, Mario Boleg, Youth and Sports, Social Services, Gladys Anna Martin, Transport, Miles LaRota, Alfred Sears, Attorney General, Tourism, Miles LaRota. He can be Transport and Tourism. Darvill in Health and Immigration, Chester Cooper, Minister of Works. Yep. Well, we already let Mitchell do Foreign Affairs and Immigration. It says McIntosh is an engineer. Ooh, McIntosh. Basil? This says, hey, Juan, keep Leslie as tourism minister. And if you haven't chosen anyone as minister of education, I'd select Jomo Campbell. That dude is smart as hell. Jomo Campbell, I'm open to that. I'm open to it. I would want someone with a teaching background. Does he teach? Does he teach at Eugene Deputch or something like this? Someone said Ian Strawn. So Ian Strawn, I'm going to make you minister of education. Through the Senate, you have no choice. It's done. So... And I want to make Stuart Bow Minister of Tourism. I'm sorry, did we miss our break? Do we need to go to a break or just play the break after, play the after the thing? Let's just do that. It says, oh Lord, y'all go out here on this road. It says, are you picking anyone from Freeport or Abaco? You ain't got to be from Freeport. I don't know, maybe. I guess we have a Ministry of Grand Bahama. Yeah, we still need that. I'm going to do the Ministry of Grand Bahama, and I'm going to incorporate... No, I can't move it. I'm going to do the Ministry of Grand Bahama, and if Brave is a Minister of Works, then Brave's got to oversee. But Brave don't have to be... You don't need a Minister of Disaster Recovery, because Brave can... If Brave is Prime Minister, he can run that through his office just like NEMA. It says Pintard would be good for culture. Which Pintard? It says, Bannister was actually good at education. He listened to teachers, got to the bottom of things, comes from a history of education in his family. Cooper would be excellent in finance. Give me Loretta in social services. Hopefully folks will vote for people, not parties. Well, if I had my way, we would change the Constitution. Brave for what? For Bamsey insurance to lapse and we have another fire? Brave, there was some sloppy stuff happened under Brave. I'm hoping like you could keep it tight. You know what I mean? Says, you sure you want Wayne in immigration? Remember, you wanted to flog illegal immigrants? No, I'm not putting him in immigration. National security. He'll run immigration. He ain't going to flog nobody. He knows he can't do that. Juan, you're my boy, but you're talking crazy today. We're trying to get rid of these people. You're here promoting them. Get real, bro. We need to get it to New Bahamas. I don't understand what you guys don't understand about a theoretical exercise. If you can't wrap your mind around it, I can't help you. I ain't going to lie to you. This is my son. Who is 7 can understand this concept. Good afternoon, Juan. I think this will be the closest election since 1967, something like 2118. I don't see any party getting more than 23 seats, so both leaders will try to flood their cabinet to ensure no one crosses the floor. God forbid if the PLP wins, but please, Brave, don't make Wayne Monroe AG. He doesn't have the personality for it. These are just my thoughts. This says, put Leslie Miller for environment. Boy, Leslie Miller don't have no... nomination. Now he might come from the House. Good afternoon, Juan. I like your pick so far, but I'd like to see amalgamation of some Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Immigration. Yeah, immigration would be right. Works and housing. Yeah, that's fine with me. Education, youth, sports, and culture. Social services and NIB. Yeah, social services and NIB is a good idea. I don't know if I want to put education, youth, sports, and culture together. That's just me. It says, FNM want to know if Anton buy you a KFC family bucket today. We see that coleslaw under the table. What? All right. It says, isn't it strange that most of the PLP crew got their training in government? They're far behind the FNM in real-world experience. Cooper for leader. It says, Juan, just don't give Anton no appointment. Says, I know you ain't going to put Chris in sports. LOL, that's a stretch to pull off St. Anne's. FNM could run a house plant and still win in St. Anne's. Head and sand, FNM say, I can't flicking vote PLP. Let's see what the house plant's saying. Yeah, I don't. Has that area ever gone to the PLP? Like in 68, maybe? That's about it, right? Was it even 68, that same area? It used to be called Delaport and a lot of different names. I want a Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources. I mean, you could name it anything, you know. Since you just want to have the ministry, you could name it whatever you want. But unless you have a serious focus on natural resources, then ain't nothing going to get done. Just slapping a name on it don't mean that's really what's going to happen. Juan, how in the world can you be naming cabinet ministers without mentioning Anton? No, Anton, I'm sorry. You're not going to be in my cabinet. It says, bro, I'm glad you're discussing these possibilities. It reminded me of why I voted against Brave Davis and the PLP. This says, if only we could vote for these positions separately, not feeling Keith Bell for Minister of National Security either. It says, Neville Wisdom was Delaport. Was he? That area, you know what I mean, that particular geographical area, that northeastern corridor of New Providence that it kind of is bisected. It's bordered along Village Road and then maybe up Bernard Road and kind of cuts through a Fox Hill. Or what you do is you go up Fox Hill and you cut back through like Johnson Road and you go back around east, like that sort of area. It says culture, Nicolette Bethel. Yeah, a ministry of culture. I believe Minnis had promised one. All right. This is one, since you're doing the PLP and the FNM, one day can you do the dream team with both? Pretend that it's okay to put someone from opposition in the position, the person who fits the part best. Wow, a proper government. Well, my proper government would start with me changing. Oh, they said Delaport is Killarney. Oh, so, okay, Delaport is now where Killarney was. Montague is where St. Anne's now is. All right. Hey, Juan, a lot of the first-time candidates may do a better job as ministers than the seasoned politicians. Yes, Montague. I mean Montague. I'm sorry, not Delaporte. Says St. Anne's never went to the PLP. Not never? Never, not once? Didn't Pinlin win, like, almost every seat in 60? Never? Camperdown. All right. This says, well, this person makes a good point. You could amalgamate the Ministry of Works with transport and aviation. That's actually a pretty good idea. All right. It says Montague's now Freetown, not St. Anne's. Well, what was St. Anne's? It says they can't even cut that constituency, St. Anne's constituency, to make it PLP. No amount of jury rigging could make it happen, eh? All right, again, don't be mad. Don't be Ron Burgundy mad, right? It's a theoretical exercise. I'm pretty sure a first grader could understand this. But make believe, yes. My daughter's about to turn 5. She understands this concept, what is real and not real, right? Some of you have not grasped the concept of magical thinking as adults yet, but that's fine. This says Montague is Freetown, eh? Still St. Anne's. It had to be something before St. Anne's. It wasn't always St. Anne's, was it? I don't know. All right, we're out of time. Thanks, guys. This is a fun exercise. Tomorrow we'll look at the FNM. All right, stay tuned. We'll have a... That area was always a UBP stronghold, so the PLP never won that area. Well, it ain't going to change now. So let's just... So Chris, Senate, maybe? Yeah, all right. That's going to do it for the show today. Take care out there, you guys. Have a great day, Bahamas.